Talk. Pippa's on Twitter.
You can tweet her at PJC Hudson.
Let's set the polls aside, though, and talk about the points, the ballet points being in the ones in question. It's a big week for Balletta Mainz, the Artscape hosting the 8th edition of the South African Ballet International Ballet Competition. And this year, the competition has drawn entries from 180 dancers representing some of the world's best ballet companies and training institutions across 6 continents. It really is a hugely impressive field. And they are competing for prizes that include not just the prestige of winning at the International Ballet Competition, but also access to summer intensive programs, to internships, to scholarships. There's even a new novice category this year for the youngest of the dancers, aged just 6 to 8 years old, open to entrance from Africa only. So a lot to be excited about, and somebody who will be very excited and no doubt very busy right now is Dirk Badenhorst, the founder and CEO of the South African International Ballet Competition. I'm sure we've pulled you away from last minute preparations, Dirk, so thank you for your time and welcome to the show.
It's an absolute pleasure, and thanks for having me, Pippa.
Always a pleasure. For those who've not experienced this competition before, it is, yes, it's about recognizing and judging wonderful dance for the judges watching professionals and amateurs alike compete, but it's also a spectacle for viewers to enjoy. Tell us about how members of the public can be part of the event.
Yes, it is indeed a wonderful way of celebrating beautiful dance in South Africa, Africa and the world. And one of the big things that I'm working on a lot is to change the idea that ballet is Eurocentric. It certainly is not. There's a professor in Cuba that starts talking about it being a world art because it's performed in Asia, in Africa, in South America, in Europe, in America, literally all over the world. And we should stop, number one, thinking of it as Eurocentric. It needs to be a language of the people that actually perform it. So that really is the first thing that I want people to understand. The second thing is that you can watch it at Artscape. So you can buy your tickets at CompuTicket and you can come to Artscape and actually see it live on stage. We have some of the dancers performing live and some of the dancers will be screened on the screen that's on the back of the stage so that you will see the beautiful dancing both live and online. But you will also be able to watch it online by going to CompuTicket and booking an online ticket at the for the competition. So whether you're in Cape Town, Johannesburg, China, Russia, or wherever, you are able to see it there. So both of the events, live and online, are available at CompuTicket.com.
Dirk, this is one of the few positives about lockdowns and the pandemic is that it has exposed us to the idea of a virtual event. And it's meant that, you know, a program that once upon a time only have been limited to people who could physically get here to South Africa is no longer restricted in that way. What does that mean in practice for the kind of entrance you've got this year?
Absolutely. So last year we had a panel discussion and one of our panelists was Tamara Rojo from the English National Ballet. And she referred to the fact that this has really made ballet more democratic in the sense that anybody can now access. So we've entries from Mongolia, from Malaysia, from New Zealand, from Australia, countries that in the past felt it was so far for them to travel and the time difference would be so long to overcome to be here so that they wouldn't normally enter. This time and last year when we were only online, we've had more and more entries from these countries. And so we are very, very pleased to have so many entries from all the countries around the world. And it certainly makes it possible to have mom or gran who's sitting in Joburg or Durban or Bloemfontein wanting to watch as well. And they couldn't get here because of cost. Now they can watch it online. So it just puts us on par with the rest of the world. And that's really the purpose of the competition. It is to inspire teachers and parents and kids in South Africa to work so much harder so that we can catch up with the rest of the world and to ensure that we create a world-class standard so much so that we don't have to import so many stars from around the world when we do big productions, that we can have kids from Nyanga, Guguletu, all over being on stage with us. So that is really, really important for us that we do that. And for instance, we are launching or doing the world premiere of a pas de deux and a group dance from a new ballet that one of our participating companies, Mzansi Ballet, is doing called The Golden Rhino of Mapungubwe. That will be done on stage because it's celebrating telling South African stories through the art or language of classical ballet.
Fantastic.
And all of this really fits in at the moment with the today being World Ballet Day, celebrating with directors from the Royal Ballet, Kevin O'Hare, the Australian Ballet, David Holberg, Madame Feng Ying from the Central Ballet of China, Julio Boca, one of the world's biggest ballet stars ever, sending messages of hope and inspiration to our kids. And I wish you could have seen the faces of the kids when I told them that this morning, that they are being noticed. And I think this is so important about the competition. It is indeed creating that space for youngsters to know that they are being seen, noticed, and appreciated in and out of South Africa.
Dirk Badenhorst, thank you so much for stepping aside to chat to us. I know it's an incredibly busy afternoon for you. Dirk is the founder and CEO of the South African International Ballet Competition. So let me just run through some of the details. The competition starts this evening, and there are daily performances from 5 o'clock each evening from today up to and including Saturday, the 23rd of October. 12 o'clock performance on Saturday as well. And then the closing performance and award ceremony all happening on Saturday evening at 7 p.m. As Dirk mentioned, you've got two ticketing options. If you want to be in the actual audience at the Artscape watching live, tickets for that range from 100 rand to 250 rand a head. If you want to prefer to stay at home and watch online, those tickets are 70 rand a head. And all of the booking is either through the Art of Life app or at CompuTicket. So opening this evening, running through until Saturday evening, the 8th edition of the South African Ballet International Ballet Competition.